made myself a slingshot. Oh, so that was it. Yes, of course. Forked stick, strips of inner tube rubber, piece of leather. The pieces of the puzzle began falling into place. By George, we were fixing to go on a big mouse safari. And yes, I was ready to contribute my part to the effort. I turned to Drover. Well, this is going to be more exciting than I... He had vanished. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw him slinking down the hall. A moment later, I heard him crawling under Slim's bed. Oh, well, we would do better without him. He's scared of mice, you know, and loud noises. And so it was that Slim and I opened hunting season on the local mice. Here's how we did it. Slim moved his big stuffed chair into the kitchen so that he not only had a comfortable seat, but also had a good view of the part of his kitchen that contained the most, well, mouse bait, I guess we would say. We're talking about breadcrumbs, cracker crumbs, jelly spills, bits of tuna fish, canned mackerel, and Vienna sausage that had ended up on the floor. Slim had studied the behavioral patterns of the local mouse population, don't you see, and had made some important discoveries. First off, the mice hid out during the daylight hours. Second, they tended to come out and show themselves after dark. Third, when they showed themselves, they went straight into the kitchen, where they began gorging themselves on the various food groups on the floor. Slim had made note of their feeding patterns and had devised a hunting strategy. He would lounge in the chair until a mouse showed himself. At that point, he would load 4 or 5 BBs into the slingshot, pull her back, and let fly with the buckshot. He used 4 or 5 BBs because he was a lousy shot. We dogs know these secrets about our human friends. Pretty slick, huh? You bet it was. And you talk about fun. Fellas, this promised to be good, wholesome family entertainment. Fun with a higher social purpose. Ridding the house of nasty mice. I'm sure it would have been loads of fun, and there's no telling how many mice we might have gotten if... See, Slim fired off his first shot. He missed the mouse, and BBs went flying everywhere. There was a crashing sound, a tinkle, a clatter. The grin on Slim's face wilted. Oops, I believe I just shot out a window glass. Sure enough, several of the BBs had bounced off the floor and blown holes in 2 panes in the back window.